where local and regional musicians come to play. The Homegrown Rocker.
Welcome back to the Homegrown Rocker. Once again, I'm the Professor Jim Price, and my guest in the studio this evening is Colt Winter Lepley, singer and songwriter out of the Bedford area. And Colt, who would you call your influences, musical or otherwise?
I knew you were going to ask this, Jim, and I dreaded it a little bit. And you know what? It probably would change from a month ago to now. But I think everybody is required to say the Beatles here, at least for one of the slots. But my biggest influences would have to be Townes Van Zandt, John Prine, Guy Clark, Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie, and then some mountain singers like Gene Ritchie, Doc Watson, Elizabeth Cotton, Lead Belly, Sunhouse, you know, and the list, and Robert Johnson, the list goes on and on and on. And but, you know, I take a lot of inspiration from some lyrical poets and things as well. And but I'm really into the what I call literary songwriting. You know, I like songs to tell a story or that really play with, you know, poetic things like alliteration and slant rhyme and things. But it changes. It always is changing.
Now, one of your credos, and anybody that goes to see you play sees the banner behind you, folk ain't dead.
Yeah.
What does folk music mean to you? How do you view the current state of folk music?
Well, you know, like I said earlier, I think sometimes folk music is easy to throw punches at. But to me, I think folk music is something that connects us to who we are and who we were. I think the concept of folk music hasn't really changed. The structure hasn't changed. You know, we tell story songs and we sing about slices of history in time. And so current folk music, we're kind of in another folk boom right now, and it'll come and go, and we'll still be left here. But folk to me, too, is kind of, you know, I also hashtag listen local. And I think that's important because, you know, you have to support your community, and it also means like buy local, shop local. And but our music scene here in the Bedford, Blair, Cambria, State College, whatever you want to call it, we can compete with anybody. You know, we got so many great songwriters and performers in all kinds of genres. And to me, just because you're in a different genre doesn't necessarily disqualify you from folk, because I kind of qualified as like folk art as well. If you're flying under the radar and you just, you know, I just can't say enough. There's so many great artists in this area that I bounce songs off of and things. And I wish our area got more attention, and it's people like you, and it's you know, people that work super hard at things like social media and going out there and being road warriors and just doing what you can. But there's so much talent in our little area, and I'm really proud of that. And I'll put us up against anybody. I really believe that, truly.
Yep, and one thing you kind of mentioned too with that is that, you know, that it is, you know, local, and you know that it reflects our culture in this area too. I mean, you know, people can sing about the home area. You know, there's songs that have been sung about Johnstown, songs that have been sung about Altoona and Bedford.
Yeah, well, I think it's, you know, this area is really rich in culture, and I don't think it's always. There's a joke I always tell people that. If people in Pennsylvania in our area would just go outside and look out their window, that we have the same mountains that they have down south, and we have the same stories that they have, and we have our own stories, and they're unique. And, you know, the South and Nashville and places like Tennessee, where the mountain music walked out of, they had really good, you know, they had really good marketing, I think, after it got to a certain level. And but we have, you know, our area is so rich with things. You know, we have our own John Henry that people don't even know about, and Joe Mazurak, you know, and there's just so much folklore and local legends. I mean, we have the, like, the Lost Children of the Alleghenies in Bedford. Jacob's Dream was written about that. Alison Krauss recorded it. It's just a treasure trove of stuff, and our area is so old, and it's been industrialized, and we've had factories come and go, and that's just struggle, and that's music, and you know, how can't you be inspired? I know a lot of people are bored in this area, and sometimes they feel there's not a lot to offer, but there really is a lot here. And I'm proud of the area. I'm proud to, when I go up to Boston, they ask me where I'm from. I have a little bit of an accent. I'm cleaning it up for you right now. But I had a teacher that she said, are you from Georgia? said, no, ma'am, I am from central Pennsylvania. Get a little bit of the Pittsburgh, Philly, and the mountain accent, you know, around here. And we're just mutts, and I'm proud to be it.
Very cool. Very cool. And let's see. And your own music, thanks to the miracle of the internet, your music is reaching listeners and fans across the country and even around the world. And yeah. I took notice that an artist in Denmark is even covering one of your songs. How does it feel to know that your music is reaching and influencing others?
Well, there's I try to tell jokes at gigs, and I think the one I'm going to tell now is, hey, you've never heard of me here, but I'm really big in Denmark. But his name's Blue Rose Down. That's his act. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. It's in Danish, and I can't say it. But it's super cool. You know, I've interacted, and I'm a member of some, like, vintage guitar groups and things. And I've interacted with music and guitars with people from Australia, New Zealand, you know, Ireland, and people as far as California, Texas, Florida, Canada, Nova Scotia, yeah, you know, name them pretty much, and it's really cool to hear your songs in other countries, you know, but it's also, it harkens back to tradition. People brought songs across the ocean, and now we're sending some back, and it was just super cool. He sent me a video, and they toasted me, and everybody listened over there. And it's not like, you know, sometimes, you know how it is, your background music at some of these venues, and that's okay. That's the way it is. But he played Crack Cocaine over there with Tyler Childers and two other bands can't think of right now. But I started off that American section he did, and they toasted, and they loved it, and they cheered, and what a cool experience. So hopefully we get some more of that. But I'm just really thankful and happy that the messages in my songs are resonating with people. And I think that means the most to me.
All right. Well, again, you have the guitar on, and you're about to do another one for us. What will you play for us this time, Colt?
I think I'm going to do, this is the first song I ever wrote. And since we just talked about struggle and things, I wrote this. It's called God Bless the Working Man. And it's not on YouTube anymore. It was, I originally submitted it as an NPR Tiny Desk Concert submission. Took it down. I changed a few things, but it's just about, you know, a guy that's struggling and his business is tailing, and I think it's, especially right now, I think it's going to resonate. And, you know, first of all, let me say, too, my heart goes out to all these venue owners and musicians and things that are just trying to get by, and sending everybody the best. And, you know, I'll see everybody on the other side, and, you know, just keep looking forward. But this is God Bless the Working Man, and it's for all those folks. Poured some codeine in his beer. It took him a while to wind up here. He sang some bars of a Guy Clark song, then goes upstairs to tie another one on. He tries to think of a time when he was sober last. Would have been this October on past. And bills are piling up and he's got to think fast. Considers jumping a train just to run from his past. And he wears the blues of a broken man. Another victim of the American plan. Trying to make a living, trying to make a stand. God bless the working man. Well, the economy's bad, his business tailed, and added to the list of things that he thinks he's failed. Trying to keep a family warm, and a house falling down. It's just a prison to him in this nowhere town. Well, his truck breaks down about three times a week. Driving down the road, it sprung another leak. He gets angry a lot. Some days he never speaks. But keeps on keeping on, even though the future is looking bleak. And he wears blues of a broken man, another victim of the American plan. Trying to make a living, trying to make a stand. God bless the working man. Well, his mind's getting fuzzy now, in his old age. His body's giving out, but to me, he's still a sage. His soul is worn and bent, living all those years in sin. But he's in dang good shape for the shape that he's in. And he wears the blues of a broken man, another victim of the American plan. Trying to make a living, trying to make a stand. God bless the working man. Trying to make a living, trying to make a stand. And God bless all the working men and women out there just trying to get by right now, because we're all going through it.
All right. Once again, live in the studio this evening, Colt Winter Lepley. And again, God bless the working man. Good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We'll return to talk with Colt here again in just a few moments. Keep it here to the Homegrown Rocker.
It's time for a local music flashback on the Homegrown Rocker.
Yeah. Q94 Classic Rock and the Homegrown Rocker. Each week on the show, we dig into the archive and pull out a piece of music from a past band or artist of the area music scene. And tonight, going way back to the late 70s and early 80s, and actually 1981 for the song you just heard, a band out of the State College area called Tahoka Freeway, and a song of theirs called Light Rain. That was actually the A side of a 45 RPM single from 1981. Tahoka Freeway had a pretty illustrious career on State College stages, roughly from 1977 to 1983. And the lineup, Fred Kurtz, he was one of the founding members. He played guitar. Terry Whitlock on lead vocals. Terry was an Idaho native who attended Penn State and was, again, the singer for Tahoka Freeway. Sadly, he's no longer with us. He passed away in January 2013. Andy Jackman on drums, Wayne Adelman on pedal steel, Larry Bish on bass. And those last two members eventually left the group and were replaced by A.J. Sotil on pedal steel and Mark Lewis, who took over Larry's duties on bass. But Tahoka Freeway, as I said, had a pretty good career on State College stages. They were a regular on all the State College live music venues at that point in time. I even got to see them a couple of times when I was a student at University Park back in the day. But again, Tahoka Freeway. And by the way, I said that song, actually a 45 RPM single. You might still be able to find one of those if you do a search online. But the song has also appeared on several compilation albums out of the State College area, CD compilations as well. So keep your eye out for that if you like that song. Also back there, we heard Colt Witter Lepley doing one live for us. One more time, let's return to our conversation with Colt on the Homegrown Rocker. And one more time on this week's Homegrown Rocker, our guest on the program is Colt Witter Lepley, singer and songwriter from Bedford County. And Colt, what do you enjoy the most about your musical endeavors? What's the most rewarding part of what you do?
So I think for me, well, obviously when somebody tells you play a good show or, you know, somebody says, for me, it's when probably when I play an original. I have some originals that touch on things like, for example, crack cocaine, which is coming up. I have one called Amphetamine Latrine, which is a metaphor for all the overdose deaths we have in this area. And, you know, you play a song like that and somebody comes up to it to you and they say, hey, you know, I've been going through it, or my wife or my brother's been going through it. And that song made me feel good for a couple minutes. And you can't replace something like that. And I don't write them for that. You know, I hope they help people, and you always hope people enjoy it. But when a song affects somebody, you know, moves them to tears, or you get them to laugh, because I have some funny ones, you know, and yeah, if you get them to laugh or cry, that's probably means you're doing something right, and that's probably the best compliment you can get.
Yeah, the connection.
Yeah.
Yep, one of the songs we won't be hearing tonight, but you wrote one about Waffle House, which got me smiling when I heard it.
Thanks.
Let's see, is there anyone special behind the scenes that you would like to thank or acknowledge for helping you with your journey so far?
Oh, sure. You got to thank Mom and Dad. You know, they, under normal road circumstances when I'm playing, you know, usually, Jim, I had a schedule of close to 100 shows last summer before everything got canceled. And I still played a lot. But my parents, they love coming out to the local shows, and they'll load the truck up and they'll ride with me and they'll help me load up and help me tear down. And, you know, I got friends and stuff that'll come out and they'll do the same thing. And this area, sometimes songwriters and artists in the area say it's very competitive, but I haven't had that experience. There's been a lot of camaraderie and brotherhood and sisterhood and with a great supportive community artist. And so I want to thank the area, but Mom and Dad, Charlie McClanahan, I want to give a shout out to. When I first started playing, and I think the first time you sketched me, I played with a group of artists, and we were under the name The Traveling Troupe. And in that collective of artists was myself, Charlie McClanahan, Brandy Nicole Noggle, Josiah Weaver, Jay Smith, and Eric Delosier. And we played around all these venues and stuff. And but anyway, Charlie helped me get started on a lot of things, and he does my filming for my originals. So shout out to Charlie. And lastly, I guess, would just be, you know, people like yourself, Jim, for doing these kinds of things. You know, this kind of publicity really helps. And the venue owners, and like I said, my heart goes out to you guys. music locally, especially, is connected to restaurants and bars. And if you guys aren't going, we're not going. And so throwing all my support out to there, you know, my message would be support, you know, your local venues and support your local artists if they do live streams as much as you can. You know, we're all going through it and we'll all get through it together.
Let's see. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about yourself or your music? Anything you haven't mentioned yet that you want to throw in?
Oh, boy. Maybe about the vintage guitars stuff would be kind of cool. I collect vintage guitars. Being from Pennsylvania, people expect you to be a Martin man, right? Because it's just down the road in that, no, a little ways down the road in Nazareth. I do own a couple of Martins. But I'm a Gibson guy. I'm not very tall, Jim, if you can't tell from that side of the desk. I'm not very tall. So I like these smaller body guitars. This OM here, the Schaefer that I'm playing, is probably, I have a dreadnought, but I rarely play it because it's just hard to get around for me. And I think something in the vintage guitars, whether it be tone or the look or the story, I mean, I think for the ones that I own, I'm almost as married to the stories of how I came to own them and where they came from. And you always wonder when you hold an old guitar, who bought it and what it's seen and what it's played. And it's always cool when you know you're like introducing something to that guitar for the first time. So like, for example, I own a 37 Gibson LC Century of Progress. It's got the white neck and it's perloid, but as a joke, people call it mother of toilet seat. And some people really hate it, but every time I play an original on that, it's like that's the first time this guitar's seen that, or some '90s grunge or something. Yeah, they weren't playing that in the '30s, obviously. So it's just cool, and that's a really cool supportive community too. I know Nate Gates is a local songwriter, and he's really into it. And just another supportive community. You start meeting more people when you get into this kind of thing, and I've met a lot of people on the road, met a bunch of people through music, and I'm just thankful to be here. Who's that, Minnie Pearl, right? Didn't she say that?
I'm just so happy
to be here. That's me, so, yeah.
Yep, and you mentioned vintage guitars, and you mentioned about the older guitars, and I always, when I'm going to see shows, I'm always fascinated when I see somebody playing a beaten up, dragged through, and I think if that guitar could talk, what stories would it tell? You know, what's been played on that? Mm-hmm. So yeah, kind of a fascinating aspect of it.
Yeah, and actually, I have a guitar like that's all checked and ruined, and I think the joke everybody always says is this here guitar used to be, it surely was used as a boat paddle in a past life, but I, honest to God, I've pulled guitars out of the dust and they've had mud inside. It's like, what could you have possibly been doing with this thing, So, yeah, it is. It's super interesting, and, it's part of the appeal for sure.
Yeah, but even brings to mind an old classic rock song from the 70s that got some airplay back in the day called Mind Bender by a band called Stillwater. Yeah. The song was about a talking guitar.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, there's a song by Guy Clark. It's called The Guitar, and he wrote it for Eric Clapton, and it kind of is the same notion. But, yeah, that's, I mean, it's cool too. People have their signature instruments, and I guess mine at this point is this bad boy from Mike Schaefer, this OM made locally, and my small body Gibsons, man, they just fit me. They just fit me, and I like them. They sound, the old ones sound evil, and you can't replicate that unless you have the old.
They have character.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
All right, and one more question. How may listeners learn more about you or hear your music? I guess the best way is the YouTube stuff.
Yeah, sure. YouTube, if you do a Google search for my name, you can see some of my poems and things. I actually have a poem that's published with the Academy of American Poets, and I have no business being there. I mean, it's next to like Sylvia Plath and Walt Whitman and things, and I just got lucky, essentially, and it's published there. But Facebook is where you can find all my live music schedule. It's at Colt Winter Lepley Facebook. All my live music schedule, all my live streams, art announcements and things. And another place, and I hope it continues, is the AltoonaMusicScene.com page that, why can't I think? Matt DeWeese.
Right.
And you had interviewed him about it before, I think, on this program.
Right, yep, yeah, last year.
Yeah, and now Matt's not running it anymore, but if you go on there and you go to my artist profile, I kind of use that as a resume, and you can learn about my influences and see some pictures, some really cool pictures and things. And, yeah, I guess Facebook, YouTube, and the Altoona Music Scene profile, as long as it's staying true. And it's up there and ran. It's a great resource, and I'd love to see more people use it because Matt worked really hard on that. A lot of people did, but you know, Matt came on and talked about it, and I wish him well. Wish him well.
All right. Well, we do have one more of your songs we're going to get into, and you've referenced it already on the program. What would you like to say about Crack Cocaine?
Yeah. So, Crack Cocaine was inspired by a number of folks that are in my life. And that are no longer here, and it's a story that I think is all too common in this area. Is that you know, people get hooked on something and they spiral down, and it's from the point of view of somebody watching a friend or a family member go down that path. And I'd also mention I have a song called Amphetamine Latrine, and it kind of is in similar vogue, I suppose, as crack cocaine. But it's been treating me well, you know, when you put that kind of authenticity into something and you just talk about it, it responds, people usually respond well. And it got shared to the Gems on VHS page, which I'm a really big fan of that. They do a lot of modern folk music, current songwriters and things, and it kind of blew up over there. And you know, I've heard from people all over the country. I made great friends from that song, and it's kind of unfortunate that I had to watch folks that I really care about a lot go through something like you know, the story in Crack Cocaine to produce that song. But I guess you make the best of a bad situation and go from there. And that's where we're at. That's where it came from.
Yeah, and you hope a few people, you know, maybe who are enduring
cautionary
it.
Tale. Yeah, cautionary
tale. They learn from it. Yep, and they're able to turn it around. Well, Colt, I want to take time out to thank you for being a part of the program. It's been an entertaining 2 hours, insightful and informative. And ladies and gentlemen, I've seen Colt play a number of times. When he gets back on the live stages, make sure you're checking this guy out. He's definitely got the tunes and the stories, entertaining and a lot of fun. So keep an eye out for him once we get back to seeing live shows again.
And Jim, I want to thank you as well. And thank you, man, for all the sketches you do. And I'm not going to put any pressure on you to do another one anytime soon, but I'm never mad when I see a Jim Price sketch come up. And you do that's just such a cool thing. And thank you for having me tonight. This was a great time. And, you know, I'm not going out, really. This is kind of a rare opportunity for me getting out with COVID. So thank you for showing me a good time out. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
Yep, in the old radio studio. Yep, and I'll have those pens around again, no doubt about it. All right, let's check out the song Crack Cocaine, Colt. And by the way, C-O-L-T-T.
Yes, yes.
Witter as in the season we're into right now. And Lepley, L-E-P-L-E-Y.
Yes, yes. Two T's and Colt. Two T's and Colt.
All right. The song Crack Cocaine, Colt Witter, Lepley Music on the Homegrown Rocker.
My best friend's in jail for crack cocaine. He's got nobody else left to blame but the man and the cops and the women that he lost, and the poison all running through his veins. My best friend's in jail for loving the needle. Nobody wanted to help him when we were able. A black bottom spoon and a cheap trip to the moon. My best friend's in jail for crack cocaine. My best friend's in jail for stealing copper. Said he loved his mom, but he just robbed her. Altered by some shit you can't get behind the counter. My best friend's in jail for crack cocaine. My best friend's in jail for crack cocaine. He's got nobody else left to blame but the man and the
cops and the women that he lost. And the poison all running through his veins. My best friend, he sold all his guitars. Quit playing songs and singing late in bars. Making up excuses for the bad things he chooses. My best friend's in jail for crack cocaine. My best friend keeps asking me for money. The phantom of a man with a story. Was a father and a brother and a son to his mother. My best friend's in jail for crack cocaine. My best friend's in jail for crack cocaine. He's got nobody else left to blame. But the man and the cops and the women that he lost. And the poison all running through his veins. My best friend keeps dying more each day. My best friend keeps dying more each day. I wouldn't recognize him if he looked my way. My best friend keeps dying more each day. My best friend, he passed away this morning. Well, I wish I was surprised, but we had a warning. Now he's free to be himself, the one that I kept on my shelf. My best friend is dead from crack cocaine. My best friend is dead from crack cocaine. The house always wins the dealer's game. Well, there's no more coming down when you're 6 feet underground. With a concrete rock carved with your name. My best friend is dead from crack cocaine.
Q94 Classic Rock, finishing up this week's edition of the Homegrown Rocker with music from our guest Colt Winter-Lepley and a song of his called Crack Cocaine. And you can actually see a YouTube video for that, well, of course, on YouTube. Want to thank Colt for taking time out to speak with us on this week's program. Good time having Colt in the studio. And of course, Colt attending school in Massachusetts, Boston, as we established earlier. But he'll be around and playing the area once school lets out. So if you have a chance to see Colt on area stages, yeah, I know he will be out and around later in the year. Make sure you check him out. Entertaining, fun performer. And as I say every week on the show, if you liked any of the bands and artists you heard on this week's Homegrown Rocker, make sure you're supporting them when they hit the stages. And in the meantime, buy their CDs, download their songs, and do what you can to support local music. Keep it going here in the area. Of course, during this difficult time with COVID-19. The Homegrown Rocker, once again brought to you by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine, available online at pamusician.net. I'm the Professor Jim Price. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Homegrown Rocker.
You've been listening to the Homegrown Rocker. Bands and musicians interested in having music aired on the program are welcome to submit their broadcast quality recordings. Send CD recordings to the Homegrown Rocker, 2513 6th Avenue, Altoona, PA, 16602. Or drop them off at the Homegrown Rocker business offices during normal hours. And email digital music files to homegrownrocker@gmail.com.
The Homegrown Rocker.